The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I get frustrated when I hear stories about economics. And I'll be honest with you, I get frustrated when I hear politicians talk about economics. I get frustrated when I hear my buddies on Facebook or some coworkers or otherwise when they start talking about issues of economics. And maybe it's because I have a strong background in it and work background in it long before I entered the world of being a talk show host full time, that it just drives me crazy when I hear people talk about economics and I hear them talk for 2 minutes and I realize they know nothing about how business and economics works. They know nothing about it. They just, it's tedious to me. It's my nails down the blackboard thing. You can talk about anything regarding American politics, and I can tune out nonsense stuff. I'll listen to anybody make a point, and I will interact civilly and debate something. But when I hear people talk about economics, it drives me crazy. And I have heard so much about this equal pay thing. Equal pay for the women's soccer team. I believe I now even heard your mayor, Anthony.
Bill de Blasio.
I heard Bill de Blasio, if I'm president, I'll immediately have the women's soccer team will be paid just what the men are. Bill, the president doesn't determine how much soccer players are paid. I know you might be confused telling me what I'm allowed to eat, what I'm allowed to drink, you know, all those kind of things. But you don't understand. The president doesn't determine those things. And this equal pay debate has been really interesting this week. The women deserve to be paid as much as the men, and because they're better than the men. They're a better team than the men. Look, nobody's arguing that the women's soccer isn't better than men's soccer on the world stage. But a few memos for you. Men's soccer is competing against the best of the best in the world. Because in other countries, the best athletes in 2/3 of the nations of the world, the best athletes play soccer. Yeah, 2/3 of the nations of the world, and that's probably on the low side. Their best male athletes play soccer. In the United States, our best male athletes play football and basketball and baseball. They don't play soccer. So we're not coming to the fight with the best of the best. Our best athletes aren't competing in soccer. So first of all, it's on a false premise. Well, the women are so much better than the men. Look at them. Okay. Do you also know that women's soccer on the world stage compared to men's soccer on the world stage, the competition level? Do you know? Are we going to be authentic about this? It is far easier to be great at women's soccer than it is to be great at men's soccer. So much easier. Such an easier field. And the whole equal pay thing, can we stop? Politicians jumping on. Senators, if I'm elected, I promise you I'm going to have equal pay for. Really? You're worried about soccer players and equal pay? Really? You're worried about that? That's an issue for you? How about equal pay for women in the tech industry? Equal pay for. Seriously, that's what you're worried about? Soccer players? Stop the pandering. It's so childish. And more importantly, you're just pandering to the stupid. Stop it. Can we just have sports anymore? Or does everything got to be politics? Can we just have sports? Congratulations to the women's soccer team for being great soccer players. Everything else, I really don't care who you vote for, what you think on this social issue, what you have on that. That's awesome. I love your soccer. And for the politicians pandering to it, stop. And the equal pay thing, I will watch the court case There's things I'm learning when I read more about it all the time. I'll watch it.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.